This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy night. We had a chance to talk about the NFL. We had a chance to talk about, quickly, Major League Baseball. Some of these games are going on. The Yankees and Dodgers are trying to win their games tonight. You had the NBA Finals. Game one, the Lakers win. It's a busy night. There's a lot going on in my brain, but I'm having fun. I hope you're having fun. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope I've helped you get through the night. Okay, we got one more hour left on my show. One more hour. Shout outs to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People listening on the free radio.com app. Yeah, you could take CBS Sports Radio with you anywhere. Wherever your phone is, bring it with you. Sirius XM Channel 206, Apple Music. And if you want to listen to a replay, the radio.com app, you can hit rewind and listen to the show. And at any point, you can also get it as a podcast. Yes, anywhere you get your podcasts, just search JR Sport Brief. It's Google Play. That's Apple Podcasts. Yes, you can listen to the show. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. We got more to talk about here in this last hour. You can contact me at any time at JR Sport Brief on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook. I'm there too. You can also call up. You should know the number by now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Just to kind of give you all a recap, in hour one, we spent time talking about the Titans, their game against the Steelers where they're supposed to host them or were supposed to host them on Sunday. That game's been pushed back. It's been postponed to either Monday or Tuesday at the earliest. Not necessarily fair to the Titans while the Steelers are practicing on grass and they're doing virtual preparation, but what the hell is fair here in 2020? Not a whole lot. Anything that was fair, you could throw it out the window. It's Wednesday night going into Thursday morning, so what did I do? It was time for a top six list. I gave you my top six coaches in the NFL that gotta go. Who are my top two? Adam Gase and Dan Quinn. I also had Doug Marrone, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. And that guy in Houston, Texas, Bill O'Brien, he was also on the list. And then in the last hour, we saw the conclusion of game one of the NBA Finals. It was ugly. The Lakers at one point led by 32 points. Ultimately, they go over the Heat 116-98. Anthony Davis gives you 34. LeBron gives you 25, 13 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 assist away from a triple-double. The Lakers had this game. And, people are tweeting me. People are DMing me. I'm taking your phone calls. People are telling me, hey, look, this is over for the Heat. Bam Adebayo, strained shoulder. Goran Dragic, he has a tear in his foot. Even if he tries to play, what is he going to be? Half speed, less? It's not going to get the job done for the Heat. I'm sorry. I thought this would be a close series. People yelled at me up and down Monday for it. And who knows? Based upon these injuries, Lakers might have an easier time. This might be a rout. We have to see. I mean, listen, I mean, even Coach Eric Spoelstra for the Heat, he had to give the Lakers some credit. Listen to what Coach Eric had to say.
The Lakers set, you know, the tenor, the tone, the force, the physicality, you know, for the majority of the game, and they just took control, and we weren't able to get it back.
Yeah, it was over. I don't know if you will get it back. I mean, outside of a first quarter stretch run, this was all Lakers. And before we went to break, I shared with you comments from Scottie Pippen. And Scottie says, you know, playing in the bubble, it's pickup basketball. He says it's not real. There's no pressure. He says this is just an easier series to participate. There's no fans. The energy isn't there. Style of play, it's pickup basketball. And I agree. We've had some teams that have taken advantage and some not so much. The Miami Heat, they have taken advantage of playing in the bubble. And on the other hand, we have a team that we spent some time talking about last night with the Clippers. In the reverse, the Clippers didn't take advantage. The Clippers had all the talent, and you know, they had guys complaining about injuries. We had guys complaining about chemistry, conditioning. There were a lot of question marks, but ultimately, y'all still had the most talent. And so Doc Rivers is free. We had a lot of callers who hit me last night and said, oh, well, he deserved to be gone. I agree. I mean, how many 3-1 leads can you blow? Did it twice with LA. He did it with Orlando. But this evening, tonight, Doc Rivers, this man was interviewing for a job in Philadelphia. Today, he had a virtual meeting with Elton Brand. Tonight, he met with the owners of the Sixers. And the Sixers, at this point in time, they're looking for their next head coach. It was to be between Mike D'Antoni and Ty Lue. But now that Doc Rivers was available, the coaching search, by all indications, it will be between Mike D'Antoni and Doc Rivers. And we know if Mike D'Antoni ends up coaching the 76ers, yeah, things will be different. There are going to be some players that are gone. I don't know if you can just say, oh, well, we got to get rid of Embiid and Simmons. I don't think that's going to happen, not right now. But they're going to have a different style of play. You want to bet they'll actually get some guys who will shoot some shots? That's what Mike D'Antoni will do. But then in the case of Doc Rivers, what will Doc Rivers do with that squad in Philly? I mean, you already have two all-stars. What the Sixers need is a change in personnel. Not necessarily a change in coach. I get Brett Brown couldn't get them over the edge. The guy was there since 2013. But getting swept by the Celtics and not having a full roster didn't help his cause. And so what? I'm still kind of confused. What is Doc Rivers, if he is hired by the Sixers? If Doc Rivers is hired, what is he going to do? I would actually say, if Mike D'Antoni's hired, I think that would be a better look. At least we know the team will change. Is Doc Rivers going to demand that he has different players? I mean, what would he do? And I don't think this is a case of the coach. I don't care who coaches the Sixers. You know, Jeff Van Gundy's name pops up every time there's an opportunity at a coaching position, and he still coaches, excuse me, he still calls all the television games. What would Jeff Van Gundy do with this squad? Hell, what would Phil Jackson from 20 years ago do with this squad? What would Greg Popovich right now do with this team? The 76ers don't so much have a problem or an issue with their coaching. They have an issue with their players. Whether it's true or not, who knows? It wouldn't surprise me. But it's already been reported, and we've seen that, guess what? Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, they don't necessarily get along all that well. And it's not all that surprising when I can watch a game and it looks like more than just, just innocent, disappointment. But Joel Embiid looks physically ill sometimes when Ben Simmons doesn't want to shoot. Ben Simmons, if I'm Ben Simmons, guess what I don't want to do? I don't want to play with Joel Embiid. Why? Because getting up and down the court, this guy was slicing and dicing up defenses when Joel Embiid wasn't out there earlier this year. And maybe they know they ultimately need each other. Well, maybe they can't stand each other. I don't know what coach can save this. It could be Doc Rivers. It could be Mike D'Antoni. It could be you. Eventually, the Sixers will get rid of one of these guys. And in the NBA right now, I think it might be more advantageous to have a 6'10 point guard. I think eventually Ben Simmons, as we saw before he got hurt back in the bubble, I think eventually, yeah, he's going to start taking some shots. And I think he's a better long-term viable option than Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, I mean, he's a big man. He's a center. Yes, he is. He's not of the traditional type. I'm sure he would love to go out and play more around a perimeter. Sometimes it looks like he spends too much time around a perimeter. But is Joel Embiid going to be that game breaker? Is he going to have the ball in his hands? Is he going to be creating? Is he going to be getting the shots all the time when the game is on the line? No, that's the guard. Ben Simmons can set you up. Ben Simmons could eventually get that shot. And Joel Embiid, for two guys that seemingly could never stay healthy, I'm going to go with Ben Simmons in the long run. Joel Embiid, unfortunately, looks one happy meal away. I wish he'd lose weight. He's a fun guy. Fun guy to root for. Easy guy to root for. Play, watch. But is he always going to be available? What is Joel Embiid going to look like when he's 30 years old? I don't think the coach matters too much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Jim is calling up from California. Jim, what are your thoughts on this 76ers coaching search? It's between D'Antoni and Doc Rivers.
I think Doc Rivers would fit that. But then, like you said, you have to get rid of one of those pieces of either Embiid or Ben Simmons. And I would, for me, I would, if Joel Embiid was committed, I would get rid of Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons is a liability on offense as far as shooting the ball.
Well, when you say if Joel Embiid is committed to what?
Getting in shape. Like you said, he's one happy meal away. Like, if he could get in a good shape where he's going to be available during the season and not look sluggish going up and down the court, then, yeah, I would go with Embiid, because he's all around defense and offense.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling up from Cali. Yeah, that's difficult. Yeah, Joel Embiid, yeah, he's made a defensive team. But is Joel Embiid, is he going to be around for the long run? Would you have confidence in him? I wouldn't. I wish he'd lose weight. I'd love to watch him for the next 10 years. Do I think he would? No, I don't know. And Ben Simmons, I mean, he got a 5-year, $170 million deal last year. And if you want to go ahead and talk about Embiid, yeah, I try to get rid of him. What are you getting in return? I don't know. This is tough. And this is the fun part about the NBA. And we don't know what's going to happen because, quite frankly, this offseason is – we don't know how long it's going to be. The NBA draft might take place as soon as next month. And when I say next month, I'm talking about November. But we won't have the actual season start until some point next year. Why? Because the NBA wants butts in the seats. And so as we spend all this time talking about the Lakers and the Miami Heat, still got some vacancies to fill. Clippers looks like they're leaning towards keeping Ty Lue. I would say so. That would probably be the best maneuver. Maintain some continuity. Keep a coach who won a title. Keep a coach who understands pressure. Coaching LeBron James. But the Sixers, I mean, they look like a mess right now. Mike D'Antoni, Doc Rivers, go get the check. Go take the money if they'll give it to you. I'm not mad. But they know. You can try to make it work between Embiid. You could try to make it work with Simmons. But I think in the long run, one of those guys is going to have to go. It's probably going to have to be Embiid because the way the NBA is going right now, wide open, I don't think Embiid is the guy in the long run. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of wide open, we got to talk about the NFL and some of these quarterbacks and how much the game has changed. All sports right now, everything is wide open, including the NFL, especially this year. We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we just finished talking about the Philadelphia 76ers, the fact that Doc Rivers, he might end up the coach. Mike D'Antoni might end up the coach. But I want to switch back over to the NFL briefly, especially before I get ready to roll out. We're getting ready for, I want to shudder about this matchup. You think about Thursday night football? Raise your hand if you're excited to see the New York Jets and the Denver Broncos. Producer Stu, how you feeling about that matchup?
Not very good. It's, you know, as bad as a matchup you can get pretty much at this point.
Yeah, it's going to be an ugly one. It's going to be ugly. But I do want to let you know, this Sunday on CBS, we got football for you. You know this already. It's a doubleheader on CBS. Brady's Bucks host the Chargers, or you get an interconference matchup between the Colts and the Bears. In the second game, most of you will see Cam and the Patriots in Kansas City for a meeting with Mahomes and the Chiefs. Coverage begins with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. We got football coming up, folks. And it's crazy to me. Even after 3 weeks, when you really take a look at some of these stats, every single year, just the offense opens up more. And we've heard about this in all sports just over the past 10 and 15 years. We've seen changes to the rules, just how we need to just get more dedicated to offense and speeding up the game and making these games more entertaining. And here we are in 2020, we have it. You know, when I take a look at the passing stats, they are off of the charts. If you go back and look at 20 years ago, you had a hell of a year if you threw for 3,000 yards and let's say 30 touchdowns. That's in a full 16-game season. Well, right now, this minute, Russell Wilson, he's played three games. He already has 14 touchdowns. He's already thrown for 900-plus yards. Dak Prescott, he's played three games. He's leading the NFL with 1,100 yards in three games. So these guys are doing what you would do 20 years ago. It's taken them, at this rate, about a third of the season to have a full season's worth of numbers from another generation. And things change, and that's why record books change. This is tough, and we have so many dynamic quarterbacks and players. Just even the traditional pocket passer is gone. Like, people in Atlanta think Matt Ryan is a relic. Like, he needs to go. He's a former MVP. He can still win some games. He's not a bum. But he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Russell Wilson. Even Aaron Rodgers is out here shining. Imagine what the quarterback position is going to look like another 10 years from now. I think we're moving into a space similar to the NBA. You think about it. A big man in the NBA, yeah, we had big men that could shoot. But we had more specialty big men that was, hey, you got six fouls, use them. Go rebound. Go block a shot. Go be dirty down low. Now you are forced to be versatile. You got to have a shot. You got to be able to at least handle the ball just a little bit. You can't be a liability completely on offense. We're actually seeing more well-rounded athletes across the board in all sports. Can you do a little bit of everything? And if you can't, sit down. We're going to find somebody who can. So we can legitimately talk about a quarterback who breaks the rushing record for quarterbacks by having a season that a lot of running backs who ever touched a football in the NFL would dream for. 1,206 yards by Lamar. And so I think it's amazing when you look at how all of our games are being played right now. Major League Baseball, it's like all or nothing. Let's see if we can get those numbers up. Greg Maddux and Tom Glavin said it 20, 25 years ago. Chicks dig the long ball. They don't want to see us pitch. Well, they turned out to be right. People want to see Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, even though they were on steroids. Excuse me, performance-enhancing drugs. People want to see three-pointers. People want to see touchdowns. People don't want to see guys running in between the tackles for 2 yards. People want to see you air it out. And so it's a unique space when you look at the way sports is and imagine where sports will be 10 years, 20 years from now. How quick will these games be? How much offense will we see? Looks like one giant video game you turn on a sporting event right now. Darius. He's on the line from Baltimore. Darius, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, D?
Hey, JR. Love the show. Love your platform. Appreciate everything you're doing, man. I'm a Ravens fan. You know, tough loss the other day. You know, I love Lamar. You know, I just need him to work a little bit more hard on that passing situation. I mean, Mahomes shows you what you got to do. I mean, we ain't there yet, but it's a long season. And I definitely know we ain't going to do nothing but get better. So we'll be there at the end, definitely.
Be there at the end like where?
I mean, you know, playoffs, winning games, you know. But bounce back game against D.C. coming in the next few days, so that's definitely going to be a plus. Every win is a plus in the NFL. No game is easy, but I just need them to get a little bit better on that passing situation. We can't come back from 10 points in no game. We haven't shown that yet with Lamar, you know, underneath the center. We got to be able to come back from being down 10 points. We haven't done that yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
It gets better, though.
Yeah, I hear you, Darius. Well, I think, and thank you so much, Darius, for calling up from Baltimore. In the case of the Baltimore Ravens, ain't nobody waiting to see if they're going to get better. And I think the playoffs is kind of shortchanging them. If the Ravens are just playing to get into the playoffs, then they might as well just crash and burn and lose again. It was a disaster to watch them go against the Titans and lose last year. It was just like, oh, my goodness, they're just going to run through everybody. They're going to run through everybody and go to the AFC title game. And they couldn't get it done. And they had a chance early on this season against the defending Super Bowl champs to show that, hey, we can hang in there with them, and they didn't get it done. So how much getting better do you want the Ravens to do? Last night we had a big conversation, plenty of calls, about Antonio Brown. Is it worth it for the Ravens to give him a look when Antonio Brown's 8-game suspension is complete? I said yes. We had a lot of people who said yes. Some folks said no. That guy's a lightning rod. You feel one way about him or you feel another. They're strongly or against. But the Ravens, no. I mean, if the goal is the playoffs, then forget it. We know that they can go there. But go over the edge. Nobody wants to hear any more about the playoffs for the Ravens. It's time to win. It's winning time. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of winning time, one of the greatest boxers of all time, forget winning. He says unless he gets paid, you won't see him no more. And we have one of the greatest tennis players of all time. How many more wins is there for this player? We're going to talk about all of this when we come back. The phone lines are open. I will take your calls as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all social media is at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up. I'm getting ready to roll out shortly. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a busy night in the world of sports. The Los Angeles Lakers, they take game one of the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat. 116-98. We had a lot of callers there. Miami Heat, with their injuries of Goran Dragic, is a half guy with a half a foot with that foot tear. Yeah, you could consider this series just about a wrap. Let's see what happens. Game two is going to take place on Friday. We had the Yankees in action. The Yankees, they have eliminated the Cleveland Indians. And that was a ridiculous start there. If you want to think about Major League Baseball as they march towards, you know, pretty much crowning a World Series champion, it's going to take place in Arlington. As Major League Baseball kind of moves into a separate sites, bubble sites. Dodgers, they took game one against the Brewers, just knocked them off 4-2. Blue Jays, they're done. Tampa Bay knocks them out. Houston, they knock off the Twins, so we're starting to see some headway. Look, we have a four-round Major League Baseball postseason. Four rounds. We just finished a two out of three, or we just started in some cases a two out of three, and now we got three more rounds. Best out of five for the divisional series. Then when you get to the championship series and the World Series, now it's best out of seven. Major League Baseball, they're trying to milk it for what it's worth. The same way we're talking about those Tennessee Titans, and it's not fair for them to, you know, not be able to practice this week and do virtual preparation and go out onto the field. Get used to it. We had Major League Baseball teams that were out here playing, you know, seven-inning doubleheaders just to get some of these games in. It was ridiculous. In that regard, I can't wait till we get back to a normal schedule. I can't wait. So let's see what happens as Major League Baseball continues to roll through. I like the Dodgers to represent the National League. And let's see what the Yankees can do. I like the Yankees. If we were moving into a traditional season, I was liking the Yankees. I was liking the Dodgers. But let's see if the Yankees, if those bats can get stifled against some of these pitching matchups here. Obviously, in a case of tonight, I mean, that was an ugly start. And the Yankees, for whatever reason, they face off against Cleveland. It doesn't matter if it's midges or tonight, the game was delayed because of gale force winds and rain. Masahiro Tanaka went out, and I think he gave up two runs, and then they stopped the game after a one-hour delay. What was the point of even starting it? Pretty ridiculous by Major League Baseball. But Major League Baseball is known to make ridiculous decisions. So I don't think there's any big surprise there. And speaking about ridiculous decisions, I don't know. I guess if it makes you money, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And that's what this next guy is all about. So before I get ready to go, there are quite a few stories that I want to share with you, especially as sports change. Just 2020 is open for anything. 2020 is open for all business. If you got an idea, if you got a concept, 2020 might be the year to try to see it through. Go ahead, give it a shot. This next guy, all he cares about is a shot at money. It's time for me to roll out. That's right, I'm getting ready to roll out, which means it's time to tell you about some interesting stories in sports that I've seen today. One of the more interesting, a couple of days ago, about a week ago, we saw that Conor McGregor said, "I am getting ready to fight Manny Pacquiao at the beginning of the year in a boxing match." I guess Dana White couldn't get Conor McGregor the fight that he wanted. And so as a result, who else do we hear from? Floyd Mayweather Jr., one of the greatest boxers of all time. Doesn't matter how you feel about the man, he's a master boxer. He will hit you and not get hit. It's the name of the game. And he got paid a whole lot of money to do it. You want to talk about strategy? Well, he was chatting it up with Shannon Sharp. And to nobody's surprise, Floyd Mayweather Jr. says, "I'm down to face Conor McGregor. I'm also down to take on Khabib. But only if I get $300 million. That's the most Floyd Mayweather Jr. thing ever. Floyd, he says he's not in it for any more difficult fights. He's only here for easy fights from here on out. Good for Floyd Mayweather Jr. If somebody is going to ante up 300, if he's going to be able to make 300, if somebody's going to front hundreds of millions of dollars to see that, good for him. And with Conor McGregor against Manny Pacquiao, if that fight takes place, good luck. It seemed that Floyd Mayweather Jr. was making sure people got their money's worth. It's like he batted around with Conor McGregor instead of taking him out. He decided to go out there and, you know, play with his food before he ate it. Shout outs to Mazen, my good friend Mazen in L.A. Listen, folks, Mayweather has always been about the money. And in this case, it doesn't seem that there's any more there for him. Conor McGregor, he'll get paid versus Manny Pacquiao if they fight. But I'd venture to say that Manny Pacquiao, he's just going to go out there throwing punches. Just as he always done. He doesn't hold back. The dude's a firecracker. And moving on, speaking of someone who's not a firecracker, Devin Hester, one of the best return men in NFL history, former Chicago Bear. He's opening up. He actually spoke about one of his former teammates, another Chicago Bear. The quarterback, the guy who was supposed to be the leader of the team in Jay Cutler. And I make fun of Jay Cutler all the time because it just seems that even when he played, he was always disinterested in his job. It's like he just rolled out of bed. He was uninspired. He never gave a damn. You might as well have given him a cigarette on the sideline. And Devin Hester, he was on Bleacher Report's Untold Stories. And he told a story and he basically said Jay Cutler was one of the least inspiring people he's ever been around on a football field. Listen to Devin Hester.
He's not really a sociable guy. He's not a talker, you know what I mean? He picks one or two guys and he just leashes on them and separates himself from everybody. As a quarterback, like I tell him to his face today that to me, my years in the NFL, I played 11 years. He's the best quarterback when it comes to accuracy, power, knowledge of the game. The best quarterback hand down I ever played with. Now, when it comes to a leadership, the worst.
Wow. And I'm pretty sure Jay Cutler doesn't care. Pretty sure he's on a beach somewhere. Well, I think he got divorced. I don't know what he's thinking about, but he never seemed to care about football. I'm pretty sure he doesn't care about what's going on right now. Pretty sure Jay Cutler saw that and lit him up a cigarette and went about his day, went about his business. Didn't inspire anybody then. Don't see him inspiring anybody right now. Speaking of inspiring, this is an athlete who has inspired many. She's the greatest female tennis player of all time. It's Serena Williams. Unfortunately, right now, at 39 years old, she had to pull out of the French Open, which is even crazy to think about the French Open being played here in basically October. But she has an Achilles injury, and she's still trying to tie Margaret Court with 24 Grand Slam wins. Serena is sitting at 23. And the fact is, how much more time does she have left? The reality is, Serena Williams, she almost died a couple of years ago following complications with the birth of her daughter. And I would love to see Serena go out and get another Grand Slam because she's already the greatest female tennis player of all time. Forget that. Serena Williams is one of the greatest tennis players of all time. She's one of the most influential athletes of all time. And I'd love to see her go out there and be able to kind of put that feather in her cap. She's not done yet. I'd love to see Serena go on ahead. Unfortunately, right now here in 2020, that Achilles is holding her back. More time is on her side. We've had a hell of a show, folks. A lot to talk about, a lot to digest, a lot to take in. And we're going to keep this rolling. Tomorrow, I already told you about the this football matchup between the Denver Broncos and the New York Jets. If you need a barf bag, if you have a weak stomach, if you have trouble with moving objects, flashing lights, heights, wobbly objects, this game is not for you. This is likely to be a disaster. But guess what? We're going to talk about it. You know, earlier today, I gave you my top six NFL coaches that gots to go. Adam Gase is on that list. I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow night that's going to change my mind. Probably a whole lot of nothing. And Vic Fangio, he's out there too, running out a bunch of guys who are injured. So if you want to see two MASH units play an NFL game, get ready for tomorrow night's matchup. Meanwhile, speaking of MASH units, if you want to get ready for game two of the NBA Finals, that's going to take place on Friday night. So we have more to talk about. We have another full slate tomorrow of Major League Baseball playoff games. We're going to have some guests joining on as well. Akbar from American Ninja Warrior, former NFL player, by the way, he's going to join us. I'm going to get his thoughts on the current NFL season. I want to talk to him about his transition into TV. And of course, I'm going to ask him who he thinks is going to win the whole damn season if we can get through it. So do yourself a favor. Stay safe. I'm going to be back tomorrow. But what you need to do is just prepare. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all social media is at JR Sport Brief. We got baseball to talk about tomorrow. We're going to chat it up with Akbar. We're going to talk some more basketball, even though I don't know what more there is to say. The Heat are done. But I'll be ready for it. Hit me up at JR Sport Brief. Don't miss me while I'm gone. I'll be back 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Shout-outs to super producer Stu Kovacs. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.